إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في هذا الدرس، ونواصل من قراءة الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. I welcome all of you once again, and we continue reading from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد, chapter 31. But before that, we remind you once again of this hadith, this tremendous hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in the Sahih, on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May yuridillahu bi khayran yufaqihu fi al-deen." If Allah intends good for a person, will give them the fiqh in the deen, the sound and correct understanding that is built upon beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the understanding of As-Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever followed them upon that path, in the aqidah, in the aqaid, in the affairs of belief and creed, in the ibadat, all actions of worship, and in the akhlaq and suluk and muamalat, in manners, etiquettes, and dealings and transactions. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله لأن التفقه في الدين هو أساس وأصل كل خير وعلامة الخير. Because acquiring sound and correct understanding in the religion, it is the foundation of all good. It brings nothing but good to you, يا عبد الله. قال ابن القيم والعكس صحيح رحمه الله. قال من لم يفقه في دين الله فهذا لم يرد الله به خيرا. فانظر يا عبد الله مع من أنت، مع الذين أراد الله بهم خيرا أم لا؟ كيف تعرف؟ الجواب بسيط، انظر فقهك في الدين كم تفقه، وهل تحاول أنت ممن يحاولون التفقه في الدين أم لا؟ Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, pertaining to this hadith, that the meaning of this hadith, the opposite of it, is true. Those who are not trying their best to understand the deen of Allah, they don't invest their time or efforts to understand and to acquire sound understanding of the deen of Allah, these are people Allah doesn't want no good for them. And you want to know what you want for yourself. You want to be from those that Allah wants good for or not? The answer is easy. It has nothing to do with your color or how much money you have or your achievement or what country you grow up in. It has to do with one thing. How much do you understand this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how much are you putting forward as effort to trying to understand this deen of Allah? Are you taking advantage of the opportunities, especially in our times? It's not like before, person have to travel 300 miles or thousands of miles, and the means was not like, subhanAllah, our days the means are very, very easy for us to seek knowledge, to seek knowledge. Of course, the best way is to sit in front of the ulama, to go to them. But for those who doesn't have the ability to do so yet, then there is so many other ways to acquire knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen used to say, alhamdulillah for the technology. That was some 15 years ago he said this. What about since then? All these notepads and all of these gadgets and this is a ni'mah from Allah if it's used properly, but unfortunately people use it in the other way, to taking them away from Allah. But this technology, we should use it to turn us and get us closer. And there is a lot of material, alhamdulillah, for the ulama in the internet, but keep in mind, the internet is dangerous. A lot of people, they start looking for a hadith, and then they be trapped in somewhere else. Have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do that which is pleasing to Allah. Now, may Allah grant us tawfiq, and grant us understanding and fiqh in the deen. We're going to continue reading the last part of this chapter, chapter 31, من كتاب التوحيد للإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. Still reading from the explanation of our noble Sheikh العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: من أحب في الله وأبغض في الله ووالى في الله وعادى في الله فإنما تنال ولاية الله بذلك، ولن يجد عبد طعم الإيمان وإن كثرت صلاته وصومه حتى يكون كذلك. وقد صارت عامة مؤاخاة الناس على أمر الدنيا، وذلك لا يجدي على أهله شيئا. رواه ابن جرير وأخرجه ابن المبارك في الزهد. Sheikh, he mentioned this author of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, who said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, من أحب في الله, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, وأبغض في الله, and hates for the sake of Allah, and hates for the sake of Allah, وَوَالَى فِي اللَّهِ, and befriends for the sake of Allah, takes friends for the sake of Allah, وَعَادَى فِي اللَّهِ, and shows enmity for the sake of Allah, فَإِنَّمَا تُنَالُ وَلَايَةُ اللَّهِ بِذَلِكَ. Indeed, a person get the walaya, become from the awliya of Allah by doing so. وَلَنْ يَجِدَ عَبْدٌ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَصَوْمُهُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ كَذَلِكَ. And a servant could not find or taste the sweetness of iman, the belief, even he may have been a frequent offer of prayer, someone who prays a lot and fast likewise. وَقَدْ صَارَتْ عَامَّةُ مُؤَخَاتِ النَّاسِ عَلَى أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَذَلِكَ لَا يُجْدِ عَلَى أَهْلِهِ شَيْئًا. And that the people, they keep relationship and love one another only for some worldly reason. This, so it changes to this. People used to love one another for the sake of Allah. But Ibn Abbas says, people now become to love one another and to take brothers and show this relationship based on matters of the dunya. They love one another and be friends to one another based on matters of the dunya. But this will not provide them any benefits. وقال ابن عباس في قوله تعالى وتقطعت بهم الأسباب قال المودة. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says about the verse of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 166, then all their relations will be cut off from them. He says, Al-Mawadda, that love and the harmony that they used to have for one another. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله من أحب في الله. قال من أحب في الله love for the sake of Allah, أي أحب المؤمنين من أجل إيمانهم بالله, meaning to love the believers because of their faith and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحب في الله يعني أحب المؤمنين. Whoever love for the sake of Allah, meaning whoever love the believers. And you love the believers because of their faith. You don't love the believers. This is how we choose the believers. This is how you know the believers, because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of their colors or skin colors, regardless of where they come from or what country they come from. So you're not interested of how the people they look, but rather you see what aqidah the people are upon. What is the creed? And that's when some people, they go wrong. They keep looking at those who speak their language, their dialect, those who share the same traditions with them. When they find those people who come from the same tribe, they're happy, these are my people. Regardless, even if their aqidah is weak or corrupted. But rather, this is the love, the true love. You love the believers. You love those whom Allah loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of where they at. As we mentioned before, you might not even meet them. You don't even know how they look like. But you love all the believers. Those who are upon true faith, you love them. Whether they live in the east, or they live on the west. As Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, convey my salam to all of the believers, those who are upon the sunnah, the people of sunnah, whether they be in the east or the west. And he says, istawsu bi ahli sunnati khayra, fa innahum ghuraba, and be good and kind to the people who are holding firm to the sunnah, because they are strangers. وَوَالَ فِي اللَّهِ أَيْ وَالَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِنُصْرَتِهِمْ وَاحْتِرَامِهِمْ وَإِكْرَامِهِمْ. And he have this muwalat for the believers, take them as an allies. Anyone who is a believer, by supporting them, by respecting them, and by honoring them. SubhanAllah. You respect a believer. You help and aid a believer. And you honor a believer. Now, cheating a believer is honoring him? Does it say here cheating them? Does it say here backbiting them? Does it say here harming them in any way? And people are doing this. People believe in Allah, believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They show that through their adherence to the book and the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Allah a'lam bil qulub. Allah knows best with the hearts. But if somebody show you iman, they are upon the belief, we should respect them. And we should honor them. We shouldn't backbite them, cheat them, harm them in any way. And that's why we keep reminding the people about the great hadith of having sound understanding. It's not just about claiming to be on something or having memorized so many texts. No, what makes the difference in the end of the day is the understanding and the application. How much do you understand and how much do you apply? Now you may find a person claim this and this and that, but then when you look at their actions, it's terrible. And you were like, subhanAllah, this person been around for a while. This person actually went somewhere and spent money and spent time and sat with the ulama. What have you understood? They didn't say, what did you memorize? They didn't say how much time you spent. What understanding have you got? What do you understand? You see? So look here, the believers are to be loved, respected, aided, not to be talked about and cheated and deceived and backbited and the like. وَعَادَ فِي اللَّهِ أَظْهَرَ الْعَدَوَى لِلْكُفَّارِ بِالْفِعْلِ كَجِهَادِهِمْ وَالْبَرَاءَةِ مِنْهَمْ. And also, this the person who has iman and belief, he take as enemies the enemies of Allah. He don't take as enemies his brothers. Just because he disagrees with them in a matter of a dunya, now they become his enemies. Nah, it's not how things work. Unless if someone following his desires. If someone wants to follow the teachings of Islam, he does not take a believer as an enemy just because he disagrees with him on a matter of a dunya. Yeah, you disagree on matters of dunya. No. But you take as enemies the enemies of Allah and the enemies of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who oppose the deen of Allah, these are your enemies. Not your brother who pray next to you. Now if you have a disagreement and you can't talk to him at that time, mashallah, take time for yourself. If you can handle it at that time, take some time. When you feel better and you see that your brother maybe feel better himself too, then tell him, akhi. Like this, akhi. So you don't tell him, you. No, no. Don't tell him, ya akhi al-fadil, akhi al-kareem. You are my brother. Yeah, see, earlier, akhi, me and you would disagree, but you're still my brother. Can we talk right now? And then you talk about it. You don't take your brothers as enemies just because you disagree. And that shows the poor understanding of certain people. Poor understanding. They can claim Salafiyah, they can claim this and that, but this they can even manage. They don't know these principles. Your brother is your brother. And dunya cannot come between you. Dunya cannot come between you. Sometimes for that brotherhood, for the sake of that brotherhood, you give up your right. I know. Somebody that borrow money and then he can't give it, then sometimes, subhanAllah, you even let him go. Tell him, don't worry about it. Don't be chasing him, looking for him to start something. Nah, it's not how we work, ya akhwan. Where is the brotherhood? Say we love one another for the sake of Allah, but then $10 come between us? We're fighting for some dunya? No. This brotherhood and this love should carry weight in our relationship. Big weight. It doesn't matter. No dunya going to come between. Yes, I still want my money. I want my right. But we're going to do it the right way that's pleasing to Allah. You're still my brother. And you see him in a masjid with a cheerful face. Some people chase people from the masjid for 10 bucks or something. Now he's not coming back because the other one is harassing him. And I'm not going back. Now where he goes to pray with the Hizbis now for 10 bucks. Now you tell your brother, Akhi, don't worry about it. Come here, I want to see you in a masjid. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. You're my brother. Things do happen, Akhi, don't worry about it. Alhamdulillah, you're my brother. I know you're going to give it to me one day. But I want you to continue to come to masjid. When you see me, don't worry about it. That's why, subhanAllah, some of the Salaf, they used to say to their close friends, if you ever need anything from me, don't ask me. Just write it in a paper and give it to anybody. Just write a letter. Put it on a piece of paper, seal it, give it to anybody, so I don't know that this is from you. You see, so they can keep this brotherhood together. So just somebody and I will take care of it. You see? So they take care of each other. They don't know who got what and who, so that the brotherhood stays for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَلَايَةُ اللَّهِ بِفَتْحِ الْوَاوِ تَوَلِّيهِ لِعَبْدِهِ بِالنُّصْرَةِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ. So now the walaya here is not the wilaya. The wilaya is different than the walaya. Okay? Wilaya is different. Here is the walaya of Allah. So Allah protect the awliya. But who's the wali? Allah protect his awliya and grant them victory. And he aid them and Allah loved them. But who are the awliya? Allah tells us in the Quran, as Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun man hum alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Indeed, the awliya of Allah, there is no khawf, no fear on them, and no grief. Who are they? Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They have belief, iman. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they have the taqwa of Allah. And the taqwa is to act upon the commands of Allah and to stay away from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a person be a wali of Allah. And you don't even know if he's a wali or not, but Allah knows. Not like the Sufis, the corrupt Sufis, who are upon corrupt aqidah. Some of them, they stop praying. Why they don't pray anymore, or no fast anymore? They're like, because he's a wali of Allah. That's a wali of shaitan. Someone who disobey Allah is a wali of Allah? No, he says they're taqoon. They act upon the commands of Allah and they stay away from the prohibition. Look how the shaitan play with the mind of the people. That's why, ya akhwan, it's very important to learn the deen. If you don't learn the deen, the little wave will wash you off. Can't be standing. What are you standing? Are you standing firm or what? Forget about a hurricane. We're talking about a little wave. If you're not standing firm on your aqidah, on your belief, Ahlul Batil, the people of Batil and falsehood, they have so many wicked ways to get the people. And the shaitan has so many ways. But how you fight these people? You're not going to find them with the sword. You're going to find them with knowledge, with understanding. They bring you something and you're like, subhanAllah, how can this man be a wali? He's upon the corrupt aqidah. He's not upon the aqidah of the Salaf. Now, his iman, he had a problem in his belief. His aqidah is not the aqidah of the sahaba. How are you going to be wali of Allah? Why? Because, listen, talking about wali of Allah, if you say he's wali of the shaitan, we can give you that. Alright, but he's wali of Allah, then you have to prove it, because Allah tells us that his awliya, they have iman, their aqidah is sound. Now they have aqidah of Ash'ariya, aqidah of Sufiya, mixed with shirk. They believe in the graves. And they believe, I don't know what, in the jinn. They have connection with the jinn and he's a wali of Allah. These are awliya of ash-shayateen, al-iyadu billah. So the true believer loves for these things. He loves the believers for their iman, for their taqwa, for their righteous actions. Because they are upon Tawheed. He doesn't love the people from the dunya. Who loves the people for the dunya? The one who has the dunya in his heart. The one who has the dunya in his heart and attached to the dunya, he will love only those who are in the dunya. He will, and you see them, he will befriend only those who have more money than him. Whenever he sees someone like he has a business, that's his friend. He don't care about the one in the corner trying to finish the Quran. No, that's not his friend. No, he just has one. He has a job. Yeah, he work. He drive a taxi. He drive a truck. No, he work for UPS. No, that's not his friend. Even though he's trying to memorize Kitab al-Tawheed, that's not his friend. Who's his friend? Anybody who has a business. Some people, they mean of a lie. They be given a business card. They don't have no business, nothing. Oh, listen, it's a business if you want to, you know, become a part of this big business. All you need to do start is like $5,000, and they collect in $5,000. They have no business, nothing, and they go from state to state, place to place, collect, I don't know, 50,000 from these ignorant people in this area, go to another state and go here and there, and that person, because his heart is attached to the dunya. And that's why he gets rewarded according to the dunya ways and laws. But if his heart is attached to the akhirah, he don't even know who have a business or not, because he's not interested in that. You will find a person in the community for years, don't know who's rich and who has a job and who does what. But he knows who knows Quran and who don't. And he knows those who knows hadith and don't, because that's what he's interested in. Whenever he sees someone knows something, a field, that's his friend. Now he's want to be close to him. He want to talk to him. He want to spend more time with him. But somebody who is not showing, you know, zeal for learning, he don't know them. You give him salam and smash it. Salam alaykum, alaykum salam. Hayyak Allah akhi. How you doing today? That's it. If he's sick, he visit him. And that's it. But he don't know. But the one whose heart is attached to the dunya, you find him, he knows all the doctors in the community. All of them. He knows all the businessmen. All the people that have money and those who don't have and this and that. Because his dunya, his heart is attached to the dunya. والمعنى الإجمالي للأثر, the general meaning of this hadith, of this أثر of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال يحصر ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما الأسباب التي توجب محبة الله لعبده ونصرته له في محبة أولياء الله وبغض أعدائه not وبغضه وبغضي those who have the Arabic is معطوف وإظهار هذه المحبة وهذه العداوة علانية بمناصرة المؤمنين ومقاطعة المجرمين وجهادهم ويذكر أنه لن يذوق الإيمان ويتلذذ بطعمه من لا يتصف بذلك وإن كثرت عبادته ثم يذكر ابن عباس أن هذه القضية قد انعكست في وقته سبحان الله في وقته في وقت ابن عباس وهو من المتأخرين من الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم فصار الناس يتحابون ويتباغضون ويباغضون ويتباغضون من أجل الدنيا وهذا لا ينفعهم بل يضرهم نعم He says that Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما shed lights on the meaning, on the means entailing Allah's support and love for His servant. And this mean lies in the servant's love for Allah's awliya. So when you love the awliya of Allah, the people who are righteous, from them the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you love them for the sake of Allah and you love those people who they show righteousness, they are upon the correct aqidah, they are upon the manhaj al-salafi. When you love them, Allah that bring your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. Love your love, bring your love, Allah will love you. And Allah support you, aid you and protect you. Look how easy subhanAllah. To love the righteous people, to love those who shows righteousness, they are upon the correct aqidah, the aqidah of the Salaf. They steadfast upon the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love the sunnah, and they adhere to the sunnah. Of course, they wrong themselves, we all wrong ourselves, but they are not arrogant. They adhere to the akhlaq. They adorn themselves with the good manners. You love these people, so look at the great fruit. Allah loves you, subhanAllah. Allah loves you. And if Allah loves you, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, in another work, he says, هذا يجلب لك سعادة الدنيا والآخرة. If Allah loves you, that's it. That will bring you joy and happiness in this life and hereafter. And likewise, you gotta hate the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love those whom Allah loves and you hate those whom Allah hates. You don't love the enemies of Allah. SubhanAllah. People upon shirk, upon disbelief, and they promote this shirk and still love them. Why? Because they're famous and the media and the press CNN and Fox, whatever, put them out there and in some way that they doing, they giving donations, they helping so that the people love them. Oh look, mashallah, he gave a million for these children, for this program. But the man is upon shirk, he's an enemy of Allah. And people love them. Other youth, especially the youth they love ball players. He's a kafir, a shirk. He says, Jesus is his Lord, I love him. Why? Because he gets skills. Okay, he gets skills, that's for himself. That's how you love. You love a person because he's a good shooter or whatever, or he's a good quarterback, he's a good runner, because they won the championship, that's why you love them. What is your principles, Ya Abdullah? You're a Muslim. You love them just for the game. And they are upon shirk. And they worship other than Allah. They don't worship Allah who created them and fashioned them and give them that strength they're using to run. Okay? And the hands that they use to shoot the ball and all of this, the intellect. If they lose their intellect, they don't know where to go. Now, do you want to love them for that? No, you love the believers. You love those who believe in Allah and they are upon the sound aqidah. You don't love based on dunya. Naam. وَيَذْكُرُ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يَذُوقَ الْإِيمَانَ وَيَتَلَدَّدَ بِطَعْمِهِ مَنْ لَا يَتَّصِفُ بِذَلِكَ. But before that he says, and you show this love. So you love the believers, you show it by protecting them, by respecting them, by aiding them, by spending time with them. Now you find some of the youth, they Muslims, and they spend more time with the kuffar. They have friends who are non-Muslims, and they have no Muslim friends. And what Islam is this? You think this person, this youth, really understands Islam? Spend most of his time with the kuffar, and he said that he's their main friends. You don't have, and when he's asked, you have no Muslim friends. Ah, they bad, man, they bad. A'udhu billah, Muslims are bad. A kafir can never be better than a Muslim. Just put this in your mind. No matter what they sell, they have this. They may, that kafir, he may have good manners, okay? He is nice and quiet and easy, huh? But he has shirk. He's nice to you, but he's not nice to his creator. So who you put forward now? You, yourself, or your creator? How would you really befriend someone who don't worship Allah? Someone who says that Jesus is his Lord? Can't. Just because he's nice to you? Okay, we say to a person, what if a person, your friend, he's nice to you, but he's not nice to your parents? He talk bad about your parents, slander them all the time, abuse them every day, in front of you too. Do you still take him as friend and love him? Of course they're going to say, no way, man, this man is talking bad about my parents. How can he be my friend? What, this man is talking bad about your Lord? Talking about who you put forward now? Your Lord or your parents? Aynam. So you don't hang with the kuffar, be with them. Nah, you go to school with them, you're at school. Good morning, good afternoon, see you, bye. That's it. If there is any project the teacher puts you in the class, math, physics, you do that. But you don't share with them your information or spend free time with them. No, that you spend it with the people who are upon your aqidah, upon your belief. Even the Muslims, you don't spend your time with any youth Muslims. No, you have to be careful. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, Al-Muslim al-mar'u ala dini khalili, falyandur ahadukum an yukhalil. Prophet ﷺ, he says, a person is on the religion of his closest friends. So let every one of you be careful when choosing who your friends are. Even Muslims, you don't hang with any Muslim. No, you hang with those who are upon the truth, upon the haqq. Those who fear Allah, those that are going to benefit you, going to remind you when you forget, correct you when you make a mistake, be patient with you, be there for you. Now you don't want to be with even a Muslim that is upon, I don't know, falsehood. No, because it's contagious. It's very contagious. So it's very important for us, Ya Akhwan, to show this love for the believers, and we spend time with them, and we be in their company, and we respect them, but we don't spend this time with the unbelievers. If they are your family members, of course you give them their rights as a family member. But you don't compromise your religion. You don't hang with them in a time when they're doing falsehood or in a gathering that is not pleasing to Allah, mixed and beverages that are haram. No. But you still visit your aunts, your uncles. You still be there for them if they're sick and the like, if they are in need. You help them, try to assist them in the best of your ability. And because these are forms of da'wah, giving them da'wah, being kind and being nice. But you don't mix with them and spend all your time with them, because they're not going to benefit you in anything. They're not going to remind you of the time of the salat. They're not going to tell you, look, you're not supposed to do this, you don't supposed to be here. No, they'd be more happy, they're like, we got him. So we're going to take him out, we got to get him back. No, you want to stay away from that. If you want to keep your white tee clean, get out of the mud. You know, you can't be playing football in a rainy day with a white tee on, right? Abu Sajid?
Huh?
Stay in a car and watch from the car. Can't be on the field, you're going to get dirty. Likewise, Akhwan, keep your iman clean with those who are clean. But if you're going to go with those who are sick in their aqidah, it's going to be tarnished. You take a little bit of here, a spot in here, a spot over there, and that's not good. And that's not good. Now, Qala Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Furthermore, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu stated that the people deviated from such an upright code of conduct during his age or his time, as people used to love and hate for worldly gains. SubhanAllah. This is in the time of Ibn Abbas. What are we going to say in our time? In the time of Ibn Abbas. People began to love now, not for this good manners, for aqidah, for belief, for... No, they began to love one another for what? For worldly gains. He further stresses that the non-adherence to such an upright code of conduct does not benefit those people, rather it causes them harm. Rather it causes them harm. And Ibn Abbas comments on the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, signifies that the relations of love that people have in this world for worldly gains will be of no avail or no benefit on the day of resurrection, while they will be in dire need of the reward of such relations. Aina. قال المراد بها أن المحبة التي كانت بينهم في الدنيا تقطعت بهم يوم القيامة وخانتهم أحوج ما كانوا إليها وتبرأ بعضهم من بعض لما كانت هذه المحبة في غير الله. So he said that love that the people show for each other in the dunya, for worldly gain, oh, they love each other, and it may seem like to others, look, they got something going on, you see. But it was only for the dunya, it was not for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that love and in the dunya that they have will be of no benefit for them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's when the people need that love in the day of judgment. Rather, they will free themselves one from the other. They will free themselves. Why? Because this mahabba and this love was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah used to say, ما لم يكن بالله لا يكون وما لا يكون لله لا ينفع ولا يدوم. If something is not decreed by Allah, it will never happen. And if anything, it is not done for the sake of Allah, will never benefit and it will never stay. It will go away. You have to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا لَا يَكُونُ لِلَّهِ لَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا يَدُومُ. Whatever it was not done for the sake of Allah, it is no benefit in it. Just remember. There's no benefit if it's done for dunya, for other things, for tribalism, for hizbiya, because you're this, you won't bring no benefit, and you won't last. Look at those people who they love and befriend each other for dunya, for money, because he has a business. Once he loses his business, what happened? Huh? They don't know him. They look for somebody else, his business still booming. You see? That's it, they don't know him anymore. I don't know him. Two friends, they befriend this guy because he has a car. But they're still young, they couldn't get a car. For whatever reason, he managed to have one. Oh, they're all his friends. Why? Because they all get in his car. When his mother takes the car from him, what happened? They don't know him anymore. They look for somebody else. Another guy who has a car, that's their friend. Dunya. That's for the dunya. No, we don't do that. We love for the sake of Allah, regardless this person has money, don't have money, he is black or white, rich or poor, from this country or the other. We Muslims, we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مناسبة الأثر للباب قال أن فيه أن حصول محبة الله لعبده ونصرته له له مشروط بأمرين أحدهما محبة أولياء الله وبغض أعدائه بالقلب ثانيهما إظهار محبة أولياء الله وبغض أعدائه بالفعل من مراسلة أوليائه وجهاد أعدائه. He said the relevance of this author to the chapter said this tradition indicates that attaining Allah's love and protection is contingent on two elements. Number one, to love Allah's awliya and hate his enemies from the deep recesses of one's heart. It's the heart. He has to come from the heart. You don't love just is a statement you say with your tongue. No, it has to be settled in the heart. You love the people for the sake of Allah. And if it's come from your heart, nothing will change that. It will be difficult. Because it's subhanAllah, you can't cut a branch of a tree, but the tree is still there. Right or wrong? Okay? But if you want to get that tree out of your backyard, what do you have to do? You have to dig. Dig deep. Take the roots off, right? You cut the branch in here and two. We got it. What do you mean you got it? It's still there. Well, yeah, it's not the same. It's not the big tree anymore. It's going to go big again. It's the same thing. If you see somebody's hooked to the dunya, you don't just take him from a part of it. No, you're going to like go and find the problem, the source, and cut it off. Not like twist the hose. No, you got to turn the faucet off. You know what I'm talking about? That's it. It's like they're going to bring another hose. You take the hose away, what happened? Abu Sajid?
Bring the next one.
They're going to bring the next one. Oh, you take it off. You're going to play that game? Cut the water off. Right or wrong? Cut it in a way that they cannot restore it. Okay? Call the PSNG, what do you call them? The water bill company. I think that was the one I say, the electric company in New Jersey. Okay? Likewise, the Ikhwan. It has to be in the heart. وما يستفاد من الأثر. What is some of the benefits? أولا, بيان الأسباب التي تنال بها محبة الله لعبده ونصرته لعبده. This author demonstrates the means by which one attains Allah's love, protection, and support. SubhanAllah. That you love for the sake of Allah. This author demonstrates the means by which one attains Allah's love, protection, and support. Number two, وصف الله بالمحبة على ما يليق به. The mahabba is one of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, as we study alhamdulillah in the books of Aqeedah. But in, of course, as relates to all of the attributes of Allah in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah loves and we affirm this mahabba for Allah, but how? We don't know. Okay, that's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalithan, مشروعية وفضيلة الحب في الله والبغض في الله وأنه لا يغني عنهما كثرة الأعمال الصالحة. It shows also the virtue of loving, and it is legislated or mashru'. And the virtues of loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah. And these two prerequisites cannot be dispensed with even if one does good and righteous deeds. You don't just love someone because he prays a lot, but he's a Sufi upon corrupt aqidah, upon shirk. Why they love them? Well, he fasts every day, almost every day. They always in the masjid, akhi. Look, they nice. Yeah, but they hate the companions. Still love them? I don't know, do they? Yes, they do. Shia do. And those who are affected with them, you love them just because of what they show to you? They're nice? Even if a person pray a lot and fast and do ibadah and du'a and read Quran, but they are not upon the right path. They are on the path of the shaitan. Don't love them just because of abundance of actions. Number four, مشروعية مناصرة المؤمنين وإعانتهم وبغض الكافرين وجهادهم. Also, it is legislated for us to show support and aid for the believers and hatred for the disbelievers and to perform jihad against them. But of course, jihad according to what is legislated, not like according to the wicked people who causing corruption on the earth in the name of jihad and killing innocent people and hijacking and bombing and killing themselves in the name of jihad, and the jihad is free from them. Number five, بيان ثمرة الحب في الله والبغض في الله من ذوق طعم الإيمان والتلذذ به. Those who love for Allah's sake and hate for Allah's sake will relish the delight of faith. Now, and this is from the fruits of having love for Allah. When you love for Allah and you hate for Allah, you don't love for material things or for tribalism. And you don't hate people because the way they look. Okay? You don't hate them because they're white. Okay? Or they're black. Or they're from this country. Or they're from the other. Or from this tribe. Sometimes Muslims, and they hate each other just because they're from another tribe. Like in Africa or in Asia. They're Muslims, but they hate each other simply because they are from another tribe. Or simply because they are from another country. And you find two governments, for example. They have an issues because of whatever, politics. And you find all of a sudden the people of this country hate automatically everybody in the other country. This is not right, man. You don't hate the believers. You love the believers, even if the two governments, they have some issues going through, but you, the believers, they are your brothers. You love them for the sake of Allah. سادسا ذم الحب والبغض من أجل الدنيا وبيان سوء عاقبته. Likewise, this author despises loving some people and showing enmity to others for the sake of worldly gains. This is not a good thing. To love some for the dunya and to hate others because of the dunya. Which conduces to bad consequences in the hereafter. Inam. Loving for the sake of Allah. You love for Allah and you hate for the sake of Allah. Why? Because if you love someone for the sake of Allah, or you and that person became a kafir or apostate, you hate him easy for the sake of Allah. But if you love him because of who they are and how close to you, and now they start doing bad things, you still love them because the thing you love them for is still there. Still there because they're still your main man, they're still playing with you, they still give you money, they still take care of you, and you think they take care of you. Allah is the one who's taking care of you, man. They're just a sebab, they're just a mean. But if you love them for Allah, for their iman, for their righteousness, now they live Islam, I don't love you anymore, brother. I'm taking care of you. You're not taking care of me, man. No, our love is for Allah. And that's good for that person. If he really care about you and take care like you is a friend, it's like, me and you, that's it, we're done. We're done, brother. No business. You can't have the business. Give me my share. I can't be with you anymore. I'm packing my stuff, man. I'm not your roommate. You can't be my roommate? You can't be your roommate. How can I be your roommate, man? You're worshipping Shaitan. You're worshipping Shaitan, man. You're not worshipping Allah. How can I be your roommate? I'm done. You leave where I live. I'm leaving right now. In matter of fact, you can stay here. Now, that's a good reminder for him. If he really care about you, then he's like, SubhanAllah, how can I find a good friend like this man here? What should I do now? Go back, akhi, to Islam. Go back to belief. That path is dangerous for you. That's it. Now you find a person, love a people for dunya, for money, for whatever. Even if they are start doing bad, not worshipping Allah, and wicked, and following the path of destruction, he still take them as friends. Why? Because he still benefit from them. Likewise, you hate someone for the sake of Allah, because they are upon kufr, shirk, you hate that what they are upon. The wickedness they are causing on this. But if they repent, okay, they repent, you love them or not? Then you love them for the sake of Allah. Yesterday you hate them for the sake of Allah, they are your brothers. Now he's in the masjid. No, I'm not going to pray next to this guy. Why? Oh, we have a long history. That was a history. You said it yourself. This man repented. Sahaba, some of them fight one another for years. Not just fight one another. They fought the Prophet ﷺ for years. But once Allah put iman in their hearts, that's it. They were brothers and they love one another. They will never say, "Don't listen, you became Muslim, right? But don't come next to me. Don't you ever forget what you did to me. You killed my father, man." Yes, some of them, they killed their fathers, their family members. But they forgave them because now they believers. They believers because they've done that in kufr, in jahiliyyah. But since they love Allah, they love them for that, not dunya. That's why we have to understand this religion. It takes a lot to apply the deen, okay? And to see the fruits in it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to protect us and to help us and to aid us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.